You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. As always, my guest is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And how are you, Russ Collins?
Well, good. Avoiding the heat by watching movies indoors. It's a good thing to do.
You know, I really am a fan of air conditioning, and I wish I wasn't, but I am. I like it.
We're all addicted to it in this modern age, in this modern country. So.
Well, the word today is Ghostbusters, but apparently around the country, not very many people are using it.
It's yesterday's word to a certain degree. The movie, which opened in July, has done, you know, pretty well. It's grossed, you know, they're estimating it's going to gross $225 million. However, the total cost for the movie, including making the movie and marketing the movie, is about $300 million. So they're looking at, you know, potentially, just from the theatrical release, a pretty
significant loss. That's about a $70 million loss, yeah.
Right. Now, it was a reboot. It was kind of a risk. Paul Feig, who's a guy from Michigan, he directed the film, and Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, and Kate McKinnon starred in the film. It got good reviews and, you know, decent audience response, but it just isn't generating the tidal wave of numbers.
From the very inception, when they announced that they were going to do an all-female cast, it just kind of had the stink of sexism. There were some people that responded so poorly to the idea of women in the roles of Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and the rest, that it almost seemed as though it was going to have an uphill climb from the very outset.
But they were literally looking to pump a new point of view, a new vitality into something that was made in 1984. It was a long time ago. And anytime you do any project like this, you take a certain risk just by doing it in and of itself. But in this particular case, they were trying to make it a little more interesting. But the point here is that a film that grossed $225 million
is considered an out-and-out failure.
The movies that we're going to talk about, Don't Think Twice and Indignation, and then a film that's opening a little bit later, Indignation's opening in a week from today, they were made for a few million dollars. So if they gross $50 million or $25 million.
That's an enormous
success. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I think we need to put a fair degree of skepticism in our thinking process as you hear these pop culture mainstream news reports about, you know, how these various movies are doing. And I bet you Sony is making a little bit of money somewhere along the way. Although it probably means that there may not be this particular Ghostbusters 2 just because it wasn't a runaway hit. But anyway.
And hasn't it always been the case that Hollywood has kind of the public bookkeeping and then the backdoor bookkeeping that none of us ever really hear about?
They frequently do that, yes, as many businesses do. But I think Hollywood is most noted for that. Well, enough about the big blockbuster mainstream movies. We have an NPR favorite that's opening this week at the State Theater, actually. It's Mike Birbiglia's funny and insightful comedy called Don't Think Twice. And if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, if you're a fan of improvisational comedy, if you're a fan of Mike Birbiglia and
Ira
Glass.
He's played at the Michigan Theater, right?
Yes. Yeah. Go check this movie out. It's about a bunch of New York friends who are part of an improv theater group there.
Which might be akin to something like Second City.
Right, exactly. And they're living their lives, and they were really into this in their 20s and went to college, and then they got in this improv group, and now they're hitting their 30s, and they're going, okay, well, you know, when's my career going to take off? How am I going to do this? How much do I love this, but how much do I love it? Do I think need to
like
think
being
about
at Second City and waiting for the call from Saturday Night Live,
exactly,
right?
It's exactly like that. But this film has gotten great, great reviews. In this particular case, these group of actors get a chance to audition for Weekend Live, which is the name of the film, or the Saturday Night Live version in the movie.
Okay, right.
But the reviews are excellent. Hollywood Reporter says expanding the behind-the-screen curtains by the Sleepwalk with Me director. That was his film, Mike Birbiglia's film that he did before. He focuses on the personal life of stand-up comics, Mike Birbiglia. That's how easy for me to say. Keegan-Michael
Key. Forgot your Wheaties.
Yeah, exactly. Birbiglia, there we go. Keegan-Michael Key, who's a Detroit native, a well-known contemporary actor, also stars in this, Jillian Jacobs. And so anyway, it's got a great cast, a very good premise, extremely well carried off. One good reviews, opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater. That's Don't Think Twice.
And then a week from today?
A week from today, we open a film called Indignation. So we'll talk a lot about this next week. But put this on your calendar. It's based on a Philip Roth novel. It's set in 1950s middle America. And it's about a student that goes off to college and runs into various things. And it's a very interesting film adaptation of an interesting novel, Indignation. Put it on your things to do next week.
Still a couple of opportunities for some movies that have been in theaters for a while.
Yeah, and these are great films. I mean, I'm so happy with the movies we're playing right now. Don't Think Twice to Hunt for the Wilder People, which this was the Cinetopia Award winner. Everybody likes this film. Go check it out. Cafe Society.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen's new film. Again, people like this better than the reviews, and the reviews were okay. Captain Fantastic is a film that I personally like very, very much.
Viggo
Mortensen, thoughtful
right.
Movie about family. So go check those out. Those are the first-run films. And then Fargo, the Coen Brothers films.
Movie.
Yep, it's our summer classic. It's playing on Sunday at 1:30. And then Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we're repeating Fargo, and it will be presented in a double bill with Blood Simple. So you can see that at 9 o'clock. Fargo at 7, Blood Simple at 9 on Tuesday. And then the midnight film at the State Theater is Showgirls.
Oh, Elizabeth Berkley from Farmington Hills.
That's
right.
So yeah. We got Paul Feig and Elizabeth Berkley. So there you go.
Yeah, considered one of the worst movies of all time, and yet it's become a cult favorite.
It's a cult favorite at midnight. That's true.
And what's opening at the Multiplex?
Well, Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant star in Florence Foster Jenkins. Now, if you
say no more, I'll see those two anywhere.
Yeah. Well, if you're a classical music fan at all, you know of Florence Foster Jenkins because she was a 30s 40s a woman who did a concert at Carnegie Hall that
she was
really
wealthy.
Notoriously bad.
Yeah,
she came from a wealthy family.
And basically wanted to become an opera singer.
That's
and
right.
Paid her way in.
And Meryl Streep is actually a brilliant, wonderful musician, operatically trained, and you get the feeling that she feels...
She had to work really hard to sing that poorly.
She just loved singing poorly, because right. If you're a good singer, that can be fun to do. And Hugh Grant's character is very well reviewed. So Pete's Dragon is a Disney film.
Why does that sound familiar?
Made a movie of it in 77. This is a remake. It stars Robert Redford as the storyteller, and the kid is played by Bryce Dallas Howard. The kid is played by Oakes Figley. But anyway, the reviews on this have been very good as well. And then the last film that's opening up this week is Sausage Party.
And parents, don't be fooled. This is an animated movie, but it is not something you should let your children anywhere near.
Yeah, Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, James Franco, Jonah Hill provide the voices. This is my favorite review. Sausage Party, for better or worse, is a movie that actually exists. At some point along the way, that fact will actually shock you. Although, again, the reviews that read it find it to be witty, but very, very raunchy.
Very raunchy, yeah. I think my favorite review was from a guy from the New York Daily News where he said, "You'll never look at your groceries the same way again."
That's true. So there's a lot out there to go see in the air-conditioned comfort of your local movie theater. We hope to see you downtown at the Michigan and State, and we've got some big news coming up about the state here pretty quick. So,
what do you say we do this all again next week?
Let's give it a try.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. And we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the Michigan Theater, refreshing as a mountain resort.